It's who we are in Lamed Ham at Bay. I'll review quickly outside what we're talking about, the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon says that even though one should not do Chalitza or Yibam to a Muveret, but if he does, it works. Now, if it ends up being an Abar Kayama, so she's obligated in Yibam Chalitza, it was done. And Rish Lakish says, either from a Pasuk or Mitzvarim, that it's not considered done, and it has to be redone, or we'll see what happens. Right, but it's not considered a chalitza. She's not mutter to get married. It's not considered a yibum, and she would not go out with a get at this point. So we're going to start again. I know we did. I think we did a little bit of it yesterday. We're going to start Eisrei Rabbi Yechon L'Rish Lakish, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines to the end of the narrow lines of the Gemara. Eisrei Rabbi Yechon L'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish the following question. The Mishnah says, "Ein avad shekayama." Okay, the Mishnah said, guy did chalitza to a muberes, and then the baby was not viable. Who wants to be krevet? Sa'avi asura be krevet. He is usher in her relatives, and she is usher in his relatives, meaning the chalitza was effective enough that he can't marry the chalitza's sister, or she can't marry his maternal brother, who pasul min akuna, she becomes pasul from kahuna. So let's say Reuven died, his wife was muberes, Shimon did chalitza, right? And then it ended up that the baby was not viable. And then Shimon died, just to get him out of the picture. Can Reuben's wife marry a Kayan? And the answer is no, because Shimon did Chalitza, and even though at that point she was pregnant, but since the baby ended up being non-viable, this is what the Mishnah says, she becomes possible from Kahuna. Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishlaim al-Lididida mina Chalitza smubar shma Chalitza, according to me, that's it. That chalitza was an effective chalitza, and Reuven's wife became mutter to get married to somebody else. Right? So, Mishum Haki Pasla. So, therefore, I can understand why she's Pasla Menakuna. She had chalitza. Elulid didach dame chalitza smuberes leishma chalitza. But according to you that hold, the chalitza smuberes doesn't count. So, Reuven's wife never received chalitza. Right? Shimon died. He's out of the picture. Did she receive chalitza or not? According to Rish Lakish, she didn't receive chalitza. So why is she pasul from kahuna? But the Gemara, Amar Lo Midrabanan. So Rish Lakish answered him, you're right. Biblically speaking, well, first of all, chalitza is never pasul biblically. But even though you would say chalitza is pasul, over here she's not a chalitza. But since she received the act of chalitza, and people will see her marrying a Kayan, they'll say a Chalutza can marry a Kayan. Bishlam, if the baby is viable, so they'll know that the Chalutza was a mistake. But if the baby wasn't viable, they'll see a woman without any children, right, getting married to a Kayan even though she received Chalutza. They don't know the Halacha Chalutza Muberes is Lashma Chalutza. They're not so learned. And they'll walk away thinking that a Chalutza can marry a Kayan. So therefore they said that even though the Chalitza is not a Chalitza, she can't marry a Kayan. That's how Rish Lakish will learn the Mishnah. It's only a Chumrah. Really it is not a Chalitza. She really should be mutter to a Kayan. But people who see a woman without a child that received Chalitza marrying a Kayan won't understand that it's because she got it when she was still Muberes and it didn't work. It's too complicated to expect a lay person to understand this. Yes?
You need to have it done with a paste in there?
Yes.
So why are we... I don't understand the concern.
They did it.
You're asking a catch in a mice, sir.
No, I'm saying, if you need to have a paste in, the basin are going to be learned people, so why
again?
Why are we concerned about other people?
Again, she got a chalitza done while she was muberes. Don't ask me why Bethan allowed it. They did. Okay, now it's done. A year later, right? She didn't have a baby. It ended up being non-viable. A year later, she goes and marries a kayan. She doesn't need a Bethan by her marriage.
No, but she needs it.
Right. People are going to say, hey, this woman, didn't she get chalitza? Why is she marrying a Kayan? Oh, must be a chalitza can marry a Kayan.
Recording started, right?
And so?
Yeah,
I think so. How do I check?
No,
yeah. Zuck the Gemara. So I'm for the Gemara, it's only Midrabanan, Rashi. Rashi, Midrabanan l'chumra, Dilma Asi l'mishra chalutzi l'kuna. People will be matra chalutzi l'kuna, l'yadzi to have a muberes. Because they won't know that she was muberes at the time of chalutz. Zuck the Gemara writes to Ikka the Ami. Others had the question the other way. Eitzrei Rish Lakish for Rabbi Yechanan. It was Rish Lakish that asked the Kashan Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah said, Ein Avacha Kayama. Again, a guy was chaylus to muberet, and the baby ended up being non-viable. Ein Avacha Kayama. Who was to be Kreviseha? He's Asher and her relatives. Behi Asura Bekrevav, and she is Asher and his relatives. Upasla min Akuna. And he passed her from Kuna. That's what the Mishnah said. So, Zuck the Gemara. This is Rish Lakish talking. Bishlai Melididi. It's good according to me, Damina Chalitza, Smuberes, Leishma Chalitza, that I say it's really not a Chalitza. Hainu Diktani, Paslam and Akuna Luchumra. Meaning, let me explain Rish Lakish's point. Shouldn't the Mishnah say, Eina Vacha Kayama, Eina Tzricha Chalitza Acheres? Wouldn't that be the basic thing to say? And then I would understand that the chalitza was good and all the ramifications of chalitza are there. Again, she did chalitza. The baby was not shukayama. The simplest way to get the point across would have been to say, she doesn't need another chalitza. That would have told us the chalitza's muberet is good. Obviously, if it's good, she's possibly an akuna, she can't marry relatives. Why are we not saying the point?
Maybe that's not
it. Let me just explain. Why aren't we saying the point? The point is, it was a good chalitza. Say that. She doesn't need another chalitza. You're beating around the bush. You're not talking about whether she needs another chalitza. You're talking about the fact that she's possum and akuna. Doesn't that show that I'm right? That really it wasn't a good chalitza, but she's possum and akuna for a different reason. Because if Rabbi Yechanan is right, why didn't you just say it? She did chalitza to muberes. The baby is not viable. She doesn't need another chalitza. End of story. I know the halacha of chalitza. You tell me. She's not to be nakuda. Just tell me she doesn't need another chalitza. Dr. Shlokish proves me right. Yes, Baruch
Hashem. Maybe the reason that she... I might have thought they might make a mistake and say because she was muberes, that's why he doesn't need a chalitza. Maybe because she was muberes, maybe once she is muberes, I don't need to ever do chalitza. Maybe I might make that mistake. But remember that she was pregnant. See, that's the reason. Who says that I need another chalitza? They don't need a chalitza. The first chalitza was not a chalitza. And the reason I don't need to do a chalitza is because she was once pregnant. That doesn't qualify her.
We misunderstand the Mishnah? If the Mishnah would say, we're not talking about people now, we're talking about our Mishnah. We're talking, if the Mishnah would say, Achaylus Lumu Beres, Eina Vacha Kayama, Eina Tzricha Chalitza
Acheres. That's what it should have said?
Yeah.
It says instead?
Pasla Menakuna, Asher Bekrevisah, Yasher Bekrevav.
Let us know that it really is a good Chalitza.
So just say she doesn't need another one. She doesn't need another one. I mean, obviously it was good. You're saying we would have misunderstood the Mishnah, we would think being pregnant potters her?
And then she would be mutter kuna, because she wasn't a chalutza.
Again, you're saying that we wouldn't understand the Mishnah.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, because the Mishnah says...
What's the reason?
So why would the Mishnah do... Again, the Mishnah, it would have been... If the baby is Shokayama... Right.
Then she can marry Cohen, right?
Well, correct. And the baby's not just Kayama.
So maybe she can marry Cohen.
So just say she doesn't need another chalitza, and I'll understand. I won't say it's because of Muberet.
No.
Then why do I have to differentiate between Vacha Kayama and Vacha Eina Shekayama? If you're saying that I would understand the Mishnah, that Muberet passes her, so then I don't care if the baby is viable or not.
Maybe once she has the Shem Chalitza, even if it's possible, she still had a chalitza.
That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. Zokter Shlakish. According to me, the chalitza is no good, and she needs another one. The Mishnah couldn't say she doesn't need another one. Therefore, the Mishnah just tells you that even though it wasn't good, but it has consequences because people will make a mistake. But according to you, that she doesn't need one, that means it was a good chalitza. Just say that. Just say that. Let's read it inside. Zok to Gemara. Bishloim elididid amina chalitza smubar sploishma chalitza. Hayno diktari pasam and akuna luchumra. That's why it has to tell me the chumra. But like Tony, ain't it tricha chalitza menachem? It doesn't say she doesn't need another one. Zok to Shlaki, because I say she does need another one. Elididach, ain't it tricha chalitza menachem, he boy like. It should say, she doesn't need another chalitza. And I'll understand. The chalitza was good. So instead of the kasha being Rabbi Yechon into Rish Lakish, we turned it around and said, others say Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon. Amalai, Rabbi Yechon answered, Enochinami. You're 100% right. The Mishnah could have said and should have said that she doesn't need another chalitza. If I did a Tani Reisha Loi Pasla, Tani Sefer Pasla. It was style. Since the first case when the baby was viable, we said, there are no consequences to this act of chalitza. And that was important to say, because it was an act of chalitza. But since she's a viable baby, we don't care. So we wanted to stress the fact, there are no consequences. So once we said that, so over here we say there are consequences, stylistically. Really, we didn't have to say a word about consequences. We just had to say she doesn't need another chalitza. I would have understood the consequences. When you write a Mishnah, you write to write contrast. Case one, there are no consequences. Case two, there are consequences. It could have been avoided by saying that. Just say, case one, there aren't consequences. In case two, she doesn't need chalitza. I would have understood there are consequences. But it wouldn't have been stylistically correct. Stylistically, if the first case you write, there are no consequences, and the second case you write, there are consequences. Rashi. Elu didach. Sorry, haidu didtani. Sulu luchumra. But like, kani behad jaintri and chalitza ben alkam. Dr. Shlakish, it doesn't say you don't need chalitza. Elulididach, the Amr chalitza mal yusti. It's a good chalitza. Lashminin ha'adena tzvichin chalitza. Just say you don't need chalitza. But no yudana, that's sura b'kroiva, for pasul manakuna. And I would know that she's asur b'kroiva, for pasul manakuna. The answer is, I did the 20 racial loy pasul, but loy ton of chalitza, the asum loy matzil, the mema tzvichin chalitza. Can't say she needs chalitza. Tony nami say, for pasul, but loy ma chalitza. Style. Since in the beginning you had to say no consequences, so at the end you say yes consequences. But really, should have said at the end you don't need chalitza.
What about the opinion that Mishnayos were written in a short form and cryptically? Here the Mishnah's using lots of words that it doesn't need to use.
Yeah, but it's style. Mishnahs are written in style also, because it's easier to remember contrast. Mishnahs were written in a way that's easier to remember. And it's much easier to remember contrast. You help memory when you write one way and the opposite way. Now, it's not quite as Rishaynim, where the Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote Mishnayos down. Some Rishaynim say he wrote it down. Some Rishaynim say he organized it. He never wrote it down. But before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, every Tana had his own Mishnayos. You learned to Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, you heard Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. You went to Rabbi Kiva's yeshiva, you heard Rabbi Kiva's opinion. You went to Rabbi Meir's yeshiva, you heard Rabbi Meir's opinion. You went to Rabbi Yehuda's yeshiva. There was no central organization of the main opinions. Rebbe came, took all those Mishnayos, used Rabbi Meir's Mishnayos as his base. That's why it's Tam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. And he built a Mishnayos that has the main opinions. Did he write it, or did he just organize it? Is the Machlokes Rishayim? It could be Rabbi Rav Ashi wrote it hundreds of years later. It could be the Rebbe wrote it. We don't know. Machlokes Rishayim. But Rebbe wrote it in a way that's easy to remember. Especially because he didn't write it down. Then for sure he wrote it in a way that's easy to remember. But even if he wrote it down, he used Rav Meir's text, meaning he used Rav Meir's Mishnayos as the base. And when Rav Meir taught it, it was for sure Baal Peh. So Mishnayos are written in a way that's supposed to be easy to remember. Something about Rav Meir. Eisrei Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. And again, in the next question, we're going to have two l'shaylas. One that has Rabbi Yochanan asking Rish Lakish, and one that has Rish Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan. Eitzrei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish. Ein avad shekayama. The Mishnah said that he lived with her. Next case in the Mishnah. Not chalitza, but yibum. He lived with her. And if the baby is viable, he violated karet. If the baby is not viable, the Mishnah says, yikayim. Keep her. Keep her. Meaning, you did yibum. That's what it sounds like. You lived with the milberet. It ended up a non-viable baby. The Mishnah writes the word, yikayim. Dr. Bechner, Mishnah, milididid, amina chalitza, smuberesh ma chalitza. Ubiyas muberesh ma biya. I consider this a valid yibum. Doesn't say you have to do yibum again. It says, keep her. You did yibum. You want to divorce her, you can divorce her, you can divorce any wife. So what do you mean, yikayim? You didn't do yibum yet. The Mishnah to say, go do yibum. Right? Go do yibum. Dr. Gemara, ma yikayim, yagzer v'yibum v'yikayim. Enochinami. Yikayim does not mean just keep her. It means live with her again and keep her. Meaning, leisagi. You can't do it any other way. Leisagi v'lavoch. Meaning, Rish Lakish says it was not a yibum, but the bottom line is you lived with her. So you can't just give her chalitza. You can't give her chalitza. You did live with this woman. It wasn't yibum. But you lived with her. So we can't allow you just to give her chalitza and get away with it. You lived with her.
Why wasn't it?
Again, that was the problem we had yesterday in Rish Lakish. I said that quite a deal with that question. Yesterday I said, the question on the sugya is to understand Rish Lakish. That it's not Yibum, but it's not Yeshisach. Pointed that out yesterday. But let's not get off the track over here. So, Rish Lakish's answer is, Chalitza can't work because you might see you lived with her. You can't give a get because you didn't do Yibum yet. So what you do is, go be Miyabim her. That's what the Mishnah is telling her. You're stuck being Miyabim her. You can't give a get because you didn't really live with her. You didn't marry her yet. You can't give chalitza because you did do the act. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling you, Yikayim, you can't get rid of her without keeping her first. So, in economics, we still explain. So, Rabbi Yochanan learns it simply. Yikayim means you already did Yibum. And Rish Lakish learns Yikayim means you're stuck to do Yibum. You have no other option open to you.
Yes. Another brother either.
What?
Another brother couldn't do Yibum.
Probably not, right. Correct.
Why are you focusing on get?
Both. Who's focusing on get? Rashi focuses on both, as we will see. Dr. Rashi, Ein Avad Shekayam Yikayim Akoinis Yivam Tavidim Tzmubaris, going on the case where he married his Yivam and found it in Yivaris. Hainu Tzoni Yikayim. Le'matruch B'yalach Hashem Pilo. It doesn't require him to live again with her. In Bala Garsha Beget Megarsha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you already did Yibum. She's a regular wife. Treat her like a regular wife. Because she already became partner with the first living with her. We interpreted Yikayim, you're allowed to keep her. Not you have to keep her. You're allowed to keep her. You're allowed to keep her, you're allowed to divorce her. She's your wife. Ela hetera, it's a heterim from the 20 Reishim Avacha Kayama Yaitzi. If it's viable, you have to get rid of her. So if it's not viable, you can keep her. Let me just finish the Rashi. You have to live with her again. You can't divorce her. You can't get rid of your vama with a get unless you married her. We don't allow chalitza because you did live with her. So Rish Lakish is saying it wasn't Yibum, but at least forced you into a position that now you have to do Yibum. So Yikayim doesn't mean you're allowed to keep her. Yikayim means you have to keep her for one bia. Afterwards, you can do whatever you want, but you have to keep her. That's what it says. Yes, Corey.
Maybe Reish Lakish is concerned about Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And he's just saying this as a, because it's really a suffix yibum. So because it's a suffix, you have to go ahead and do it again.
But he doesn't hold that way. He holds it's a non-yibum. He says it doesn't count. He learned it out from a pasuk of Ayin Olav.
Right,
I mean, you can't say Reish Lakish says what he didn't say. He said it's not a yibum.
I understand. He holds that it's not a yibum, but he's concerned about his Rebbe's opinion. And
you don't do that. One second. Hold. Reish Lakish learned the Mishnah, and he has to fit the Mishnah according to his own opinion. When something comes from Ma'aseh to Paskin, we'll deal with that. The bottom line is he learned that the Mishnah held like him.
Yeah.
So he has to interpret the Mishnah according to his own opinion. The Mishnah didn't take his Rebbe's opinion into account. Because then if it did, it's agreeing to his Rebbe.
Right.
So he has to interpret the Mishnah without his Rebbe's opinion. Now, what would happen if a child came to his door? Would he take his Rebbe's opinion into account or not? We'd worry about that. But that's not the issue. The issue is interpreting a Mishnah. Reish Lakish's opinion was that the pasuk said, no yibum while she's muberet. Okay. So what does the Mishnah mean, Yekayim? You're allowed to keep her? Is that what the Mishnah means? You still have Mechuyim and Yibum. Hold 1 second. Hello? That means University Heights as well. Can I get back to you in half an hour? I'm losing Dershu. I'm going to take care of it in half an hour. Bye-bye. Yeah, no buttons leaving that. Yes.
Whenever it says bias thing, this is always in frame of evil. It's synonymous to evil. You can't say bias, Mubarak's option bias has nothing to do. If a guy marries a with Makadosh of a woman with bias, she just happens to be with Baris, he needs to give her a cat, that's for sure. This is only within the framework of evil that we're talking about. It's synonymous. We're using the word bias.
I'm sorry, I wasn't following you.
This is bias muberes. We're using bias as evil.
Correct.
It doesn't mean regular.
Bias muberes, my bias means it wasn't evil.
Nothing to do with regular.
It is a bias, it's a fact.
I understand it's a bias, but I'm saying
it's right. It's no halachic consequence to it. Now we're adding there is a slight halachic consequence to it that he can't give chalitza.
In a regular case, no yibum. Person marries a pregnant woman. He has bia with her. He needs to give her a get, right? That's a bia. He's a mekadosh a woman with bia. He has to give her a get for sure.
Right.
It has nothing to do. It's only in favor of yibum that we say.
Correct.
It's
yibum. Something in my writer. It could be Amri Eitzer Reish Lakish L'Rebbeinu. Some say that the kasha went the other way. Ain avad shukayama yekayim. If the vad is not shukayama, yekayim. So bishlam elididi, that means the chalitza's muberes, lo shema chalitza, ubiyas muberes, lo shema bia. According to me, that I say chalitza's muberes is not a chalitza, and bia's muberes is not a bia. Hainu diktani yekayim. Yachzir v'yiv will be yekayim, l'isagi b'lav hachi. It's saying yekayim as a command. I have to keep her. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. The Mishnah means yekayim, keep her. Why does the Mishnah say Yikayim? You're allowed to keep her. The Mishnah should say, it's up to you. The Mishnah doesn't sound like it's allowed to keep her. Yikayim seems to say you have to keep her. Now, according to Yikayim, you don't have to keep her. You already kept her. Now you can either get rid of her or not. Saying Yikayim seems to be saying a command, whereas in the first lesson we said Yikayim meant you're allowed to, and we were satisfied with that. It could be Amri saying, that's not what the word Yikayim means. Yikayim seems to be giving us an instruction. What is the instruction here? What is the instruction? Zakti Gemara, you're right. Einachi Nami. I need the Tani Reishi Yaiti, Tani Nami say for Yikayim. You're right. Zakti Yikayim, according to this, you're right. It could have said, Ratsa. But since in the Reishi it said Yaiti, the contrast is to say Yikayim. Again, stylistically. So according to the second lesson, It was Rish Lakish that asked Rabbi Yochanan the question. And Rabbi Yochanan answered, file. Rashi, Ratzi Yaitzi Beget, Ratzi Yekaimi Boyle. And the answer is, it's style. Dr. Gemar Beiter. Meisvei. Now we're going to ask Akasha. The Mishnah, the Brisa says, this is a Brisa. This is not our Mishnah. So let's listen to the Brisa. Hakainis es Yivem Tovinimtsis Muberet. Right, the Divum. And found out that the lady he did Yivim to is pregnant. Now let's listen to this Brisa. Harizeh loitinasi tzaratza. Her tzara can't get married. Okay, Reuven died, left two wives. Rachel and Leah. Shimon went and did Yibim to Rachel. Found out that Rachel was pregnant. Did Yibim to Rachel. Found out that Rachel was pregnant. Then, right, found out that Rachel was pregnant. Leah wants to get married. Dr. Bryce says she's not allowed to get married. Shema Yehav Vlad Ben Kayama. Because perhaps Rachel's child will be viable. Listen to this Bryce, it makes no sense. The Bryce makes no sense. Because if the baby is viable, why don't I think he can get married? Right? Again, reading the Bryce, it doesn't make any sense to us. The Bryce is saying, a woman, and Reuben is Miyabim Rachel. He finds Rachel to be pregnant. We tell Leah, don't get married because Rachel's baby might be viable. Fret the Gemara. Adarabba. He have the Abad Ben Kayama, Mitter at Sarasa. If it's a viable baby, the Tzara should be Mutter. That's you have to give the Gemara a chance. And for the Gemara, Ella Ema. You must say that the Brisa is written wrong. In order to make sense of the Brisa, you have to say, Shema lo yehav lacha kayama. The Brisa must mean, we tell Leah, listen, you can't get married. We don't know if the Yibum was good. Because Rachel might not have a viable baby. And if she doesn't have a viable baby, then the Yibum didn't count, like Rish Lakish, and therefore you're still stuck. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Leah should say, Mamasa, is it a viable baby? I'm butter. Is it not a viable baby? He had the Yibum. I'm out. But the Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa says we tell Leah not to get married. Now, the Brisa read, we tell right Leah not to get married because the baby might be viable, but that doesn't make sense. So it must be because the baby might not be viable. But that only works according to Rish Lakish. Dr. Gemara, Yibum was done. Either way, either you don't need Yibum, or Yibum was done. Zok Rashi, Ella Shemele Yehav Lacha Kayama, Benimtze Skuka Liyavim, she's still bound to the Yavim, will be a Smuberis, Lash Mabia. Zok Digamara.
Are we actually rewriting the Brisa of Ella Ema?
You have to. If not, the Brisa doesn't make any sense.
Even to either one of them.
Yeah. This is a Kashan Rabbi Yechon. Amr Abaya. So now Abaya says a Chiddush Nifla. Now, there's many ways to learn this Abaya. I'm going to learn it the way the Rush learns it. The Bia Kula Amaloi Pligi Delei Pasha. There's two ways to learn, really. I'll speak of both ways. Everybody holds the Bia Smuberis doesn't count. Rabbi Yochanan never said that. We are deleting that part of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Abaya lived 100 years after Rabbi Yochanan in Bavo, and Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Abaya is saying this Brisa is a deal breaker. There's no way Rabbi Yochanan can learn this Brisa. So therefore I have to rewrite Rabbi Yochanan. Now whether he does it on his own or whether he does it because he had a Messiah that way, I don't know. Tabai is saying Rabbi Yochanan never said that Bias Mubarish Mabia. Kipligi Khalitza. Yochanan Sabah Khalitza Smubarish Ma Khalitza. Bias Mubarish Lash Mabia. They're only arguing about Chalitza. They're not arguing about Bia. Everybody agrees, the way the Rush learns, Ayin Allah. You can't do Bia to Mubarak. The question is, do we say since you can't do Bia, you can't do Chalitza? Or do we say that on this case we don't say ein idol lehibim ein idol lechalitza, because it's a time thing, wait it out and see.
If you did the bia.
So if you did the bia, it doesn't count.
But if she loses the baby?
She has to do again bia, like Rosh Lakish said before.
Even Rabbi Eichen
holds that. We were deleting the whole piece of Gemara before.
Okay.
What's Kaya mean?
Kaya means you mechuyev to keep her and do yibim again, like Rosh Lakish learned. All the things we said in Rish Lakish, we will now say in Rabbi Yechanan. They both agree about Bia. Their only argument is about Chalitza. About Chalitza. And therefore this right makes perfect sense. He lived with his Yivama. She's pregnant. We tell the Tzara, listen, you gotta wait. Because this Bia doesn't count if the baby is not viable. Everybody agrees. Tobias changing Rabbi Yechanan. Again, did he have a Messiah to change Rabbi Yochanan? Did he do it because of the Kasha? Rabbi Yochanan could not have meant what he meant. Therefore, I don't know. Again, just remember, Abaye is in Bavo, Rabbi Yochanan's in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan's Talmidim came to Bavo, used to say over Rabbi Yochanan's things. Over here, we don't find anybody transmitting this. We quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Abaye is saying, Rabbi Yochanan never said that part. That means the whole piece of Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan asking Rish Lakish, or Rish Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan, never happened. Because they agreed by Bia. That means we're deleting that whole conversation. Quain Tabai, yes?
What if the Tsar would get Chalitza?
I'm sorry?
What if the Tsar would get
Chalitza? Yes, you're asking Akash what would happen. We're talking about what happened. The Tzar of Chalitza would not help. Once he did Bia to the Yavama, it's not, because he's lapsed in now. We said that. He's lapsed in now. Titus, if you take a look at Titus Kulamala Pligi, he says the whole thing of Eish Shakaitis Lehadam. Koin Tabai, it never happened. That conversation never took place. Zakti Gemara. Amale Rabba. So Rabba says, I don't get it. We have a rule of koshein ayla chalitza, yibam ein ayla chalitza. Ayin Allah said that she can't have yibam now. How could you tell me she could have chalitza? If it was rabbinic, I get you, Abaya. But we learned it out from a pasuk, ayin Allah, that as long as she's pregnant, yibam is not an option. If it's not an option while she's pregnant, chalitza is not an option. At this point, she's not eligible for yibam. How could you, Abaya, say that the chalitza works and the yibam doesn't work? If Rabbi Yochanan agrees to her slakish, right, that means the yibam doesn't work. That means she's not idle to yibam at this moment. So how can she be idle to chalitza? Dr. Gemara Amalei Rava. Marashah. Ibi is muberish mabia. Chalitza is muberish ma chalitza. Ibi is muberish lach mabia. Chalitza is muberish ma milach ma chalitza. Dr. Kaimala. We know. The kal idle to yibam. And this is a biblical thing. This is Ayin Allah. Rashi. Kol Ayla Leibim to be out of Petrasa. Part Ayla Chalitza Nechsev. In Mayach Batzish Lekachas Yevemtai. The Olsi Yevemtai Shara. Right? We said, if you don't want to do Yibim, you do Chalitza. There has to be an option of Yibim. We had one exception to that rule. But besides that one exception, it always works in tandem. Yibum, then Chalitza. No Yibum, no Chalitza. It's all rabbinic except in one case. Amon Elokein Gadol was the exception to the rule. Zok de Gemara. Ev Amar Rava Hochi Kama. The Rava says, I'm going to rewrite the Braisa my way. Hakainas is Yivamtai, Venimtis Muberes. Harizu Leitinas is Tarasa. Person marries Yavama and she founds Muberes. She can't get married. Listen, the way the Braisa was written originally. Shema Yehei Avlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the baby is viable. And if it's viable, Bias Muberes Leishma Bia, Bechalitza Muberes Leishma Chalitza. The baby is viable, it's not Yibum. She has a baby. Having a viable baby doesn't count till the baby is born. This lady who's pregnant is not pater from Yibum, even if I was 100% sure that this baby is viable. And the Yohan Novi would come and tell me this baby is going to live to 120. It wouldn't mean anything. Till she has the baby, she's not pater from Yibum. There's got to be a living baby.
So really, Shema doesn't mean Shema, means Ad. When the Bryce said Shema, means Ad.
No, because if it's Ada Ben Kayama, for sure it doesn't work. No, it's not Hatshei Ben Kayama.
No, he's alive.
If she wouldn't be a Ben Kayama, if it wouldn't be a Ben Kayama, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, the beer would work and the chalitza would work.
We're going backwards.
We're going back. Rabbi holds Rabbi Yochanan argues by beer and chalitza. Rabbi says, don't touch the brisa. The brisa doesn't mean maybe the baby won't be viable. The brisa means maybe the baby will be viable. Because if it won't be viable, Rabbi Yochanan holds, she is a putter.
So it's still kashan Rabbi Yochanan. This brisa is a kashan Rabbi.
Why is it a kashan Rabbi Yochanan?
Because it's Shema, you have.
Why do you have to wait 3 months?
He said that it's not Shokayama. Okay, but why is it saying Shema Shehekam?
Because if it's not Ben Kayama, I don't have anything, you can say it's a right to Ben Kayama. Because it's saying if it's not Shokayama, she wouldn't have to wait.
Well,
I don't think it's a Kasha. Well, the Gemara is going to ask it as a kash. The Gemara is going to ask it on Rosh Chodesh. This kash is going to be asked in Rosh Chodesh to the Gemara. Yes?
If she's chayav in Yibum from the get-go, why do we wait 3 months?
Because if she's pregnant, it's Eishes Hak Shloi B'Malka Mitzvah. If the baby ends up being viable, there was no mitzvah of Yibum, retroactively.
If she's chayav in Yibum from
again,
the day of death, then she's
chayav
in Yibum.
Again, this is Rish Lakish's Ayin Aleha. And even Rabbi Yochanan holds not Ayin Aleha, but it's going to be an Isser. Rabbi Yochanan just says where we deal with retroactivity. If she's pregnant with a viable baby, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. You just don't know.
What did we just say? We just said she's chayav until the baby is born.
They're not free.
She's chayav in Yibum.
I didn't say that. I said they're bound. They're bound. They're not free. That's what I said. Can't do Yibum because if the baby is viable, she was an Eishes Hak.
Right.
Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Shema Yehei Avlat Shokayama. Ubiyas Mubarat Bavlacha Kayama Lidivri Akol Leishmabia. The time of the Rabbi Yechim Shemshema Vyobi Eliyobi Yaymar Nephil Habi. Eliyobi will come and say it was a Nephil. Vokhi Lekila Mamer Hochi. Can't say this. Vavlad Ain't a Paitrachi Eitel Aver Eilam. And the Vlad doesn't patter until the baby is born. Fine. Dr. Gemara Tanya Kavasa de Rava. We have a Brisa that clearly states the way Rava learned the Brisa before. No change, just the way Rava learned the Brisa before. The Brisa says, this is another Brisa. Hakayna Shivem Tavidim Tazmu Beret. Harizulay Tinasi Tsurasa Shem Yeh Avlad Ben Kayama. Vein Biaz Mechalitza Pateret El Avlad. Then Shad Ed, you'll need the baby. El Avlad Paiter. Avlad Ein Paitra Atiyeh Shil Avarayim. The Brisa clearly speaks out Rava. That the problem is not like Abaya changed it. Maybe the baby won't be viable. If the baby won't be viable, according to Jacob, then she's good to go. The problem is it might be viable. But viable doesn't patter her until the actual baby is born. And that we don't say retroactivity. We don't say, well, if the baby is viable, then she was patter right away. She's still bound until we see that living baby. Rashi. No Rashi. Frech the Gemara what Baruch Maisha asked. Taima the Shamiyeh Vlad Ben Kayamo. The only reason you're saying is that the Tzara has to wait is if it might be a viable baby and it doesn't pop until it's born. How do I have that Vlad Ben Kayamo? The diak in the brisa is because maybe it's viable. But if it wouldn't be viable, she wouldn't have to wait. Tzaratza. According to Rish Lakish, she would have to wait anyway. Because it didn't count while she's pregnant. The Braisa said, the Tzara can't get married because maybe the baby is viable. What if you knew the baby wasn't viable? Masma that the Tzara could get married.
Not right away. They would do this right away without anything?
Again, she'd be putter from the oven. One second.
Wait 1 hour later?
No, anything I have to take care of myself. I can't do it while I'm giving fear. I'm waiting. You see what I'm saying? The diak is, it's only putter because maybe the baby is viable. That's why the tsar is not mutter. But if we would know the baby is not viable, the tsar is not bound anymore. She has a problem if she can't get married during 3 months, but it's not that she's not mutter, she's free.
According to Rish Lakish, she needs a...
What? According to Rish Lakish, it should not make a difference if the baby is viable or not.
Not a good chalit.
Not a good chalit. Not a good yibum.
But then she should require, either require a chalit or a yibum.
After we figure out what happens to the baby.
So what should it say? Shema lo yin?
No, it should say... Period. Because im havik ben kayama leipat, im lo havik ben kayama also leipat. Baita should speak on both sides. Baita doesn't speak on both sides. It's only worried if the baby is a ben kayama, which is what you asked a few minutes ago. And for the Gemara, amalach Rish Lakish, hachishkan. This is what the Baita means. Hakaynis yivem tavenim tismu baras hazul lo tenas tzerasa. First of all, Shema lo yehav lad ben kayama. He's adding those words. Maybe the lad is not a ben kayama. And if it's not ben kayama, chalitzas mubaris lo shema chalitzu bias mubaris lo shema shmubia. Because then, if it sure didn't work, the imtaymar holach acharev nashim. How can we say that? Let the tzaretaina, most women give birth to viable babies. V'roev nashim vlad ma'al yoldam. And most women give birth to viable babies. The answer to that is, Vlad ain't played touchy until Avarailam. Vlad won't potter until the baby is born. Meaning, according to Rish Lakish, the Bryce is only telling you the second half of the story. The first half of the story is, she can't get married because the baby might not be viable. And then Chalitza didn't work and Bia didn't work. But the Tzara has a taina. 90% of women give birth to viable babies. Why should I worry about the 10% that don't? The answer is, even if it's viable, it doesn't pop until she's born, until the baby is born, so you're anyway stuck. So the Braisa is only telling you the answer to the Tzara's taina. We start off telling the Tzara, you can't get married, it might not have been a good Bia or Chalitza. So we say, so the Tzara says to me, excuse me, I don't need Bia or Chalitza. She's pregnant. She's going to give birth to a viable baby. That's what the statistics say. So that we answer her, it's not going to help you because it doesn't work till the baby is born. So Rish Lakish adds a piece to the Braisa.
Maybe changes the Shemaloyeh.
First Shemaloyeh, and then right. Rashi Amalok Rish Lakish Hakik Tani. Clement, like Tani Shemaloyeh. It doesn't say. I'm sorry, the Rashi before. Haloyeh Vachakayama, the Lufrey Bakibubu, have a mifter in Sarasa, Bain Tarak Lakhsibulim Lakhashabila. You don't have to do it again. Amalok Rish Lakish Hakik Tani. Clement, like Tani Shemaloyeh. The highly tiny safe of Vlad ain't a paiter. The mashmud of Shokayama, my read. That which it says ain't a paiter, which is mashmud of Shokayama. Hakikamer. Vimtaimer halachach arrive nashim. Verrive nashim Vlad ma'al yoldan. Go by most women. And most women give birth to a good baby. The heed to be atalai patra. Mi epturim ishim avlad. Even though the beer doesn't patra, but she should be patra because of the baby. Havlad ain't pointer at she ICH lover I love. The baby doesn't potter until it's born. Until it's born. Period. So that's how Rabbit changes the Braisa. I'm going to stop now because I have to take care of the other thing. Eventually, we'll continue tomorrow.